Welcome to Cub Chat Live. This is a weekly show for Cub Scout families, new Cub Scout leaders, and anyone looking to make the youth serving programs in the Boy Scouts of America, awesome. If you're listening to the audio version of today's show, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a thing. If you're watching live with us today, please comment along in the live chat and be sure to check out our audio version of the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Yes, we're a podcast too. Check it out. Okay, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Welcome to Cub Chat Live. Hope you guys have had a good week. Before you get started on the weekend, we wanted to share some information with you. My name is Aaron. I'll be your host today. I'm joined by our special guest, Michael. Michael, how are you doing today?
Doing all right, Aaron. Thanks for asking.
Thanks for being here with us. Michael is a CRM, Customer Relationship Management and Email Analyst at Scouting America. He's a BSA employee, just like me. And we wanted to tell you guys about I think you could maybe call it a service or a feature called a BSA Welcome Emails. And I want to be clear from the start, Michael, these are emails that come from Scouting America National. These are not meant to replace any right. kind of communication that might come at the local level. We're going to get into that a little bit as well. But before we get started in the conversation, Michael, tell us about the program in general. What is it all about? Who is it for? What do the folks need to know?
Yeah, Aaron, of course. So it's a really exciting service that we provide for everyone. We want to make sure that our new scouts and really parents of new scouts are getting the right information as we enter this season for, you know, scouting to really blow up at the start of the year. Everybody's joining. This is also not just for parents of scouts, but also for volunteers and leaders, people who are new to the program. Again, it's a really neat service that we provide just to make sure everyone stays informed and we know what's going on, especially since people are new and there's a lot that goes on with scouting.
Awesome. Very, very cool. So again, I just want to be clear. What do our volunteers who are watching now, what do they need to do to activate these emails to make sure that this program goes as it's designed to?
Actually, nothing. As soon as you're signing up, you're registered, you know, approved to join scouting, we take care of the rest. This is automated on our behalf to make sure that you get the information you need. So as long as you're signed up for scouting, you're going to get this. You don't have to do anything, not even lift a finger.
I think that's awesome. I want to give a quick shout out to folks in the comments who are watching. Hi to Wendy from Elgin, Illinois. Always good to see you. Sean, good to see you as well. Rusty, welcome back to the show. Always a pleasure. Douglas is watching on our YouTube channel. Yeah, we're on YouTube now. And shout out to Todd from Troop 601. Todd, always good to see a lot of familiar names here. Thanks you guys for joining the show. If you have any questions for Michael or for me as we go forward here over the next 25 minutes or so, let me know. So I think maybe as we get started, Michael, and we talked about what do our volunteers need to know, probably need to make sure their email address is up to date, right? The email address that they registered with. And it might be a good idea to emphasize that with new members, right? As people sign up, they're putting in their email address. Am I right on that, Michael?
Exactly. Yes. Not to bog down in the details, but one of the most important things we have is the email to make sure it gets to the right person.
Yeah. One of the great things about this program, from my perspective, is that, you know, we have heard a lot over the years that one of the challenges I think that new leaders face is kind of managing new members, new families as they get in. And this is meant to sort of lift a little bit of that load, at least. Like I said, it's not meant to replace any communication at the local level, but it lifts some of that load off of them when it comes to sort of a broader perspective, those sort of general onboarding welcome emails that we might call them that, you know, they don't have to worry about, which is really cool. Let's get into it a little bit, Michael. What are we talking about here in terms of like a timeline? How do the emails go out? What goes out when? Can you kind of give us an overview there?
Certainly. So when we're looking at these emails, it's really about a 2-week runway for all these emails. Here's an example of the timeline here. As far as the Cub Scouts onboarding, that's going to be the top. We're looking at as soon as you get approved, you're going to get a welcome email. After that, we're going to learn about uniforms. There's training information, resources, information about scout life. That is, if you haven't signed up right from the beginning. And then more information. If you love it, invite some friends. There's a really neat patch you can get if you're inviting people and go through the steps that are lined out in the email. When you look at the volunteers, it's a pretty similar thing. We're talking about 3 weeks between the time you're approved, you get your welcome email, you learn, you know, the frequently asked questions, get training, make sure that we're all in compliance, your resources, especially Scoutbook for den leaders, and then more on recruiting to help you make the most successful Cub Scout den that you possibly can, make the pack grow. So,
yeah. One of the things that I like right off the bat, Michael, if I could say that, so there's two different types of emails that we showed us in that frame. One of them goes to new Cub Scout families. And let's not forget our new volunteers, right? Where we are onboarding, hopefully, right, a lot of new volunteers. They might not have grown up with scouting. They might not know even the most basic things, right? We sometimes forget. They might not know the difference between a pack and a den and all these different things like that. They know the term Eagle Scout, but they don't know exactly what that means necessarily. So I love how our volunteers have their own set of emails that they get. You can see the timeline there that Michael provided. This is something that goes on for the first 3 weeks or so, basically after they are officially registered and approved as new members. Quick shout out. Rob says, great topic. I agree, Rob. Thank you, sir. Shout out to Wolfgang, who's watching from Germany. Mike, we always have a lot of good international viewers, which is really cool. Shout out to Patricia, who's watching on YouTube. Justin is watching on YouTube. Abalu and Blake are watching as well. I want to give a shout out to Aaron, who's watching Cub Scout Pack 313. Oh, that's Aaron, E-R-I-N. So that's okay. She spells it differently. That's fine. We allow that. Fred, who is watching from the ADC Chippewa District, thank you guys for tuning in. Blake says, welcome to all the Cub Scout families. Yeah, that's what we're talking about here, Blake. We're talking about welcoming new families and volunteers. Let's not forget about those new volunteers. Let's dive in a little bit, if we could, Michael. We showed earlier the graphic. There's Cub Scout onboarding emails, and there's volunteer onboarding emails. Let's dive into both of those, starting with Cub Scouts. And the first one, I think, is the sort of the Cub Scout, general Cub Scout welcome email, I think, right? What are we looking at here?
Exactly. Yeah. So over here, we're just going to give you a little bit of an idea of what you'll look at when you get this email. So you're not surprised when you see this come into your inbox. There's going to be a lot of good information that you're going to get. Meet your pack, a lot of information, your member ID, your scout information, your council information, address, phone numbers, et cetera, your contacts, all that's going to be there at the top. Next thing is we have a really good video that sums up five most common questions. A really important one that people like to look at is, what goes on with my uniform? What about my handbook? This great video is a really neat resource we have. Next is just talking about the scouting app. Now there's scouting app, there's scout book. This one is going to be red. You'll see the nice red app. It's a really good app. People will get a lot of great use out of it, and it's a solid receptacle for most of the things that you need as a parent to have your scout, you know, involved and really track them as they move on through scouting. Next, you're going to see more information about uniforms. Some of you might not know, but there's different uniforms for each level in scouting. As you advance your rank, your uniform's going to change a bit. So we want to make sure that we tell a little bit about the history of the uniforms and then share what we need to do to make sure you can get them on time for your meetings. Then last, we're going to have information about the scout shop. Say you're a really big fan of scouting and you want to share your support, you can make sure that you purchase things from the scout shop. A lot of things that are important for beginning as a parent of scouts, or a bumper sticker for your car just to share your support for your pack. You know, those are all available at the Scout Shop online. As we saw there, that's going to be the first in the series. There's more as we come, and we'll talk about those after. At the same time, yeah, if you're a volunteer, you're going to get an email right after you're approved too. It's kind of similar to the way this welcome is. We're thanking people for volunteering.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very, very cool. And I want to, we got a lot of folks watching, by the way, Michael. Shout out to Steve, who says from Pack 331 in Edmonds, Washington. Steve's on the line. Kate says, new den leader here. Grateful for this info. Thank you, Kate, first of all, for volunteering to be a new den leader. Second of all, thank you so much for watching Cub Chat Live. We appreciate it very much. And Troop 391 is watching. Very, very cool. Appreciate that. I want to go over real quick before we talk about the volunteer email. Let's go back to the Cub Scout welcome email real quick. And a lot of you might notice that the material that's covered in this email is some of the material that you might have covered at your join night or your welcome night. What's great about this is, you know, quite frankly, for a brand new family, a brand new Cub Scout, there's a lot of information that we throw at people that first, you know, 30-minute join night. whatever it is, a 45-minute recruiting night. If it's going much longer than that, it's probably going a little bit too long, right? So, because we hit new families with a ton of information and language that quite frankly might seem foreign to them. And so I love the fact that they're basically getting an automated follow-up email after your join night, after they've registered, that just kind of goes over everything with them one more time. I know that I personally use my email as almost like a filing cabinet, right? I keep stuff in my email that I need to do. And this is kind of what parents can do here. They'll have everything in writing. They probably didn't take notes. They're probably too busy during that welcome join night, meeting everybody, saying hi, and trying to absorb everything, right? So I love the fact that these emails come in afterwards, automatic. Again, you don't have to do anything. They go in automatically, assuming that the email address that we have on file that they have provided is accurate. There's a nice young woman named Gina watching. Shout out to Gina, who says she loves the topic. Gina, good to see you. And also Cassandra from PAC 125 and Troop 288 in Glendale, California watching. Appreciate that. Okay, so the Cub Scout welcome email. Let's dive in a little bit more to that volunteer welcome email, if we could, Michael. Because again, just like new Cub Scout families, a lot of our new volunteers might kind of feel like they're a little bit lost as well at the very beginning.
Certainly. Yeah. We've got a couple new leaders on the call here too. So this is exciting to get to be a part of. So when we look at that volunteer email, they're welcome. You'll see it's thank you for volunteering. First, we're going to look at the login for My Scouting. Really important portal. The app that you're going to get with My Scouting is fantastic resource for everything that you're going to get to do as a volunteer, as a den leader, especially. Let's see. We're going to make sure in that email, it shows your member ID. Again, going to be really important for how you log in, making sure that you access this information properly. We're going to make sure you start your training. There's the next little bullet right there as well. And then finally, we're going to get connected just to see your unit leaders, more about your area, the council, and just all the other fun facts you're going to get to know as you make yourself acquainted with scouting.
Yeah, and that is super, super useful. Again, when someone has just volunteered to be a den leader or whatever it is, a Cub Scout, assistant scout master, whatever it might be, treasurer, right? Any of that stuff like that, their most common question is, what do I do next? And it's literally impossible to cover all of that at a join night or at whatever you might be first meeting this person. So how great is it that they're going to get this email automatically that's going to sort of walk them through it? I would say maybe, Michael, my advice to returning den leaders and scout masters who are doing these recruiting, maybe just let the new volunteers know, hey, check your email, right? Make sure you check your email. You're going to be getting an email from Scouting America that contains this information. They can log into My Scouting, create their account right there, start their training right then and there. You don't have to necessarily hold their hands. Sometimes you might have to do that anyway, but right, what a great helpful step this is to have this. Again, remind everybody, these emails go out automatically. They're going to get these emails automatically. So all you need to do really is maybe just remind them, hey, check your email, and also maybe make sure that, again, that they submit the correct email address when they register. I love this comment from Steve, who's watching on YouTube. Steve says, bite-sized information chunks are super helpful to keep new folks from getting overwhelmed with joining a new program. And I do think it's important that we be mindful for a lot of folks who, again, aren't familiar with scouting. If they didn't grow up in scouting, it's a lot of information to be hit with. You know, the last week of August, first week of September, it can be overwhelming. These emails are designed to basically make it, as Steve put it perfectly, break it down into bite-sized chunks. Love that. Very, very, very much appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about a thing called Scoutbook, Michael. And another aspect of these emails is that they sort of invite people and encourage people to take advantage of Scoutbook, I think, right?
Absolutely. I'm seeing a question in the audience about an agenda with new activities from Daniela. It's exciting. You read my mind. That's actually the next thing we're talking about. And that's
good
what Scoutbook's
going to
really talk about. How'd you know, Daniela? Would you talk
exactly.
Before? Yeah. So this next email, again, this is about a week out on our little timeline at the start. You're going to get information about training and then Scoutbook. This is going to help you as a den leader. It'll help you in the app with a calendar, you know, what you need to do to plan your meeting, set an agenda, activities to do, tracking advancement, all of the above. It's a really, really good tool to have, especially if you're coming in a little bit green. We want you to be blue and yellow, right, for scouting here. So we think it's a really, really neat tool for you to be able to plan your agenda for these meetings and have it in a place that's easily accessible, shareable, and you can keep to it rather than notebooks and paper, the old analog way. Now we have an app that makes it so much easier, and it's as simple as dragging and dropping. You're going to love it.
Very, very cool. And I want to emphasize again how great it is that these emails are kind of spaced out, right? We don't hit them with a bunch of emails the moment they join. They're spaced out, I think, as much as maybe 20 days after they sign up, right? Again, kind of trying to break it down into digestible little bits of information. Give a quick shout out to DJ, who's watching from Irving, Texas, he's right around the corner from us. Michael. And again, I also want to remind everybody that these are not emails that come from your local Cub Scout leader or anything like that. These are emails that are generated from the national level. They are not meant to replace any emails that you yourself might send out. We have done shows on that before, and maybe I can get behind the scenes, Brian, to put up our archive link below. We have covered communicating with your pack before and how you can communicate with your pack, whether it's email, text message, social media, whatever it is. These are not meant to replace your communication. And if I could, Michael, speak frankly, one of the issues that we've seen over the years when people join scouting for the first time, one of the biggest obstacles is that sometimes they join scouting and they don't hear from anybody again. And that's because, you know, our volunteers, they have a lot going on. These emails are meant to sort of ease that burden, but they're not meant to replace emails that you yourself might send out. In terms of, for example, your first meeting, you know, we don't know your meeting schedules, right? We don't know which day your pack meets necessarily, especially maybe earlier in the year. You're still trying to figure that out. We don't know when your first camp out is necessarily. Hopefully you put all that into Scoutbook and then you can get emails generated automatically. We'll teach you how to do that, but we can't do that for you. So there are still some emails and communications that you will want to send out yourself. This is just a service that we offer. Again, I think it's how much does it cost again, Michael?
$0.
This costs everyone $0 and will happen automatically. You don't have to do anything. It's very, very cool. Michael, so after those first 20 days, is that the end of the email program or is there stuff after that?
Well, right at around 20 days, we're going to actually invite you to bring more people in. Scouting's more fun with friends, right? So we give you the opportunity to reach out to other members of the community and bring other scouts in, bring other leaders in. You actually get a really neat patch if you do bring in more scouts. There's a lot of emails that go out through this. We've talked about the very beginning after approval. We've talked about a week after, 10 days after. We want to make sure that there's training for youth protection training, just for parents and any leader who's going to be taking time to work around our kids. We want to make sure that we have all these trainings and processes taken care of, especially when parents are leading a troop, just so they know what they can do as a volunteer and just as a parent. We talk about wanting to make sure we get our gear. Someone was talking about earlier in the chat, their uniforms are coming in 7 days. How exciting is that? Gearing up, we take time and send another email out just for making sure the uniforms are there. And then also just more scoop, talking about the scouting app, My Scouting, more information about Cub Scouts, stories. So really good information. After this is just the end of the welcome. There's so many more emails that we'll send out just to make sure you stay in the loop. Plenty of other things. If you like Cub Chat Live, more Cub Chat Live information, more newsletters that you can be a part of. And really, there's not an end to the information that you can get if you get more involved or you want to take a higher stake in scouting for your child or just yourself as a volunteer. So this is kind of the way we have our welcome email series, really, about the first month that you're involved, gets sent out. Then afterwards, you can find your way into as many emails that I can help get out to you.
Yeah, this is awesome. I often talk on the show about the fact that I myself am a recovering Cub Master. And back in my day, Michael, we didn't have this kind of service. You know, we were responsible for communicating all of it. And again, it's a lot. I mean, to go over just to try to get people to do their training, do youth protection for Cub Scouts. You know, there's all kinds of other very, very beneficial position specific training things like that. How great is it that we now have an automatic free email system that will sort of serve as another reminder? I'm not saying that the Cubmaster doesn't have to mention those things. It's very helpful for them to still bring those things up and mention that. But how helpful is it that we have sort of another layer here to remind folks, hey, take your training. Oh, by the way, you might have questions about the uniform that our Cubmaster didn't answer. Here it is. You might have questions. Where do I get my handbook? I mean, all the things like that. What else do I need? What is Cub Scouting? What are we going to do? All that stuff like that, you know, that people, questions people have. I mean, quite frankly, a lot of times at a joint scouting night, you don't have time to take questions for everybody. And a lot of times those questions are answered in these emails. So I would say, Michael, again, correct me if I'm wrong, the best thing that a returning leader can do as you're getting people signed up, make sure people submit a valid email address to make sure they get their emails, and just remind them, you know, check your emails, check your spam folder if you have to. Hopefully it won't go into spam. There's ways you can prevent emails from not going into spam, right? Things like that. Very, very cool program. Michael, before we let you go, anything else that you want people to know about these welcome emails?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as Aaron has mentioned, it's really busy on these welcome nights when you're first really getting involved. Some other things, you'll notice some of the information has a little bit that's repeated. We just want to make sure that if it gets missed in the jumble of everything going on, one, we space it out a little bit to give you time so that you are, you know, getting logged in, giving you time and space to be able to follow through. And then next, we also want to make sure Scout Life magazine, for example, if you don't sign up right from the get-go, no worries. You're not missing out on, you know, the introductory promo. We want to make sure people are reading this. I can tell you, Pedro was really important to me when I was reading Scout Life mag back when I was in scouting. So really exciting stuff. And we want to make sure that you do see these emails. However, if you have already signed up for this, you won't get that email. That won't come through. So to the extent of someone asking about personalization, we do make sure that you're not seeing that one twice if you're already a part of it. We want to make sure you get the information that is pertinent to you and to your scout, the information about your troop, but without inundating you so much that it's confusing or flustering.
Exactly. DJ says that his grandfather and best friend started their troop back in 1952. Things have changed a little bit since then. Yes, they have, DJ. Boy, but that's so cool, though, that they started that troop. I think he's saying that's the same troop he's in now. Yeah. Very, very cool. Let me just real quick. Yeah. So Katie, I'm going to go ahead and let Katie, this is an interesting point. One concern I have is that we are finding younger parents that we're now seeing Cub Scouts who are not great about reading and following up on emails. I think that's a fair question. And that's why we said, you know, one of the best things you can do is to remind folks, check your emails. This is a true story, Katie. And again, it's been a few years since I've been a Cub Master, but we had a parent in my Cub Scout pack. Shout out if she's watching, I apologize, but she just said, oh, I never check my email. I said, well, it'd be kind of helpful if you did. So I do get it, Katie. Michael, what do you think? You know, I know some young folks, some new parents don't check email that much. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the other good thing is because we're spacing them out a little bit, if you do miss one, you can go back and see it. And especially a lot of these parents, what we might, you know, misunderstand or might neglect to mention is that they really care about having their child in scouting, and they wouldn't have taken the commitment to enroll them in scouting if they weren't going to read some of it. So I can completely understand that sentiment. That's something I definitely see. But that's also why we space this out and put more information across a couple different emails just to make sure nothing misses them. But I would totally agree with what Aaron said. Make sure to remind them. Do check your emails. You know, we don't want it to be completely dependent on den leaders or cub masters, but that's why we're adding this helping hand to automatically send these emails out, just so we make sure everybody gets the information in a timely manner and just in a really holistic approach.
Yeah, thank you for that response, Michael. Very thoughtful. Appreciate that. Katie, thank you for the comment. Also very thoughtful and appreciative. Yeah, I found myself again. Boy Scout Troop 538 posting says they like the title Recovering Cub Master. Yeah, as I found myself back in my Cub Master days, reminding people, hey, you got an email this week from so and so. Be sure and go back and read it. Like you said, Michael, it doesn't hurt to remind them 2 or 3 days later. Hey, you got an email earlier this week about this, this, and that. Remind them to go check their email. It'll still be there. People get a lot of, I mean, I get a lot of notifications on this thing right here, and I've actually had to go through. It's not just emails. you know, it's, I don't need to know when every single sporting event in the world starts, Michael. So I've had to go back and trim some of that down. So it is a challenge. And all I can say is that, guys, we appreciate everything that you're doing as volunteers, fighting through this stuff. I mean, it is a challenge. All we can do is just kind of provide the service the best we can, remind folks to check their email. Hopefully they'll do it. I want to point out real quick, Rusty has done something also very helpful. Rusty has tagged a friend. Very, very cool. That's a good thing to do, guys. This video will stay here when we're done here. They can go back and watch it. Cub Chat Live is also, by the way, a podcast now. You can also download this audio, listen to it in your car, listen to it on your jog or whatever. Michael, this discussion has been great. Thanks for what you do, by the way, as a former scout yourself now helping onboard new families and new volunteers. We appreciate it very much, sir.
Of course, the scout is helpful, right?
Absolutely. And other things as well. Thank you all for watching today. We're going to let you guys go. It is fall recruiting season in school. My kids are back in school. Recruiting night is just around the corner. These emails will be going out before you know it. What an awesome service. Thank you, Michael. Thank you all for watching today. Appreciate it, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you next week on Cub Chat Live. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in today. Be sure to catch next week's episode. Same time, same place. And let us know how we're doing at go.scoutingmagazine.org/ratecubchat. We love feedback and ideas for new episodes. And you can visit blog.scoutingmagazine.org/CubChatLive for all our past video episodes. You can see us live, except it's recorded, but it was live. Okay, see you next week.